Bienvenue dans Négatif, le podcast à l'écoute des créateurs et créatrices d'images et de sons. Je m'appelle Thibaut Henny et je suis aujourd'hui accompagné de Maxime Rodriguez pour un entretien depuis le Arras Film Festival. Aujourd'hui, un film de la sélection Vision de l'Est consacré à l'histoire vraie de personnes effacées des registres de l'État slovène après la dislocation de la Yougoslavie en 1991. Bonjour Mia Mazzini.
Hello.
You are the director of Erased, but you are also a famous Slovenian writer of literature. Your movie is set in 1992. It narrates the story of Anna, a mother that gave birth in a Slovenian hospital but couldn't get her baby back because she has been erased from the citizenship register after the independence of Slovenia from Yugoslavia in 1991. From then, she fights with the bureaucracy to get her citizenship and her baby back. First, I'd like to ask you why you thought it was important to tell this story inspired by real events 25 years after they happened.
Okay, these are actually, I think, two questions. First is why I wanted to tell this story, and the second one is why it took me so long. Okay, let's start at the beginning. The Slovenian government erased a part of population in 1992. And for a few years, actually, I don't think anybody know about this, you know. So when I learned about this few years later, I said immediately to myself, yes, I want to write something about it. But then I said, everybody else must be doing something, so I won't. And it turned out that nobody was writing anything, no fiction, no feature films. 10 years later, I started. That's part of the answer why it took us so long. And the second part is, this is the kind of film, you know, Slovenia is a very small country. So most of the money for films comes from the state, you know. And some film that's critical of the state has not many chances to be made. So it took us 10 years to get the film ready, to shoot it and to make it. And why I wanted this story to tell, because I really hate injustices, and I hate these hidden injustices that nobody wants to talk about.
You wrote a book too in 2014 about
yes.
About this story. Why did you choose to make an adaptation of the book into a movie?
The story about is a little bit more, I know, even bizarre. Because I wanted this to be filmed, so I wrote a script. And after 5 years or so, I realized we won't make this film, you know.
So I wrote a novel,
yes. I said, okay, forget the film, I will write the book. And then when the book was published, the producer got going again, so we made the film afterwards. You know.
Was the book a success?
I mean, I can check this in Slovenia because we have this system on libraries. It's widely read and it's selling very well, but still, you know, there wasn't much public debate about it because this problem of the people who were erased, it's in Slovenia, it's kind of, nobody wants to talk about it.
So how did you find informations on these 25,000 people that have been erased and become illegals in the country? Did you conduct interviews or maybe investigate the topic?
No, luckily, who was doing their job at the time were these non-governmental organizations, you know. They were recording the life stories and in writing, there are even few books of documents published and some documentaries, I mean, these talking heads documentaries, and people are talking about their life and so on. So luckily, this material exists. So
there are documentaries about the
erased, yes. The material exists, luckily. And of course, there was one, but only one lawyer who was really fighting for the erased and so on. So it's not a total shame, actually. Some people were doing their job, which is great.
You have previously shot yourself documentaries. This movie could have been one too. Did you feel that a fiction would be more intelligible and would reach a broader audience than a documentary?
Somehow I always I was always thinking about this as a feature film, so the fiction, because fiction, you know, when you are working on the story that really happened on a real person, I feel obliged to this person, you know, to really tell it how it was. And I thought to myself, no, I don't want to do like a real story from the beginning to the end. I want to combine the real stories into one invented story.
In 2004, there was a referendum in Slovenia, in which 96 of the 31% of Slovenians that voted said no to restoring basic rights to erased people. Is this a taboo in Slovenian society?
Basically, it is, yes, because nobody feels good about it, I think, you know. First, in 1999, Slovenian High Court declared that this was illegal, you know. And then the politicians called for this referendum, you know. And people who were voting on this referendum, there weren't many of them, but they voted against the rights, basically against the human rights. So now I think everybody, I hope, is feeling ashamed about this. But obviously they don't want to talk about this. This is the hidden elephant in the family room.
Even 25 years later?
Yes, even 25 years later, which is kind of, you know, what was kind of shocking for me was that when you work on the film, you work in this editing, post-production, sound, whatever, you know. And so we are sitting there in some room working, and suddenly the person who's near me, sitting next to me, says, I was one of the race too, you know. And then I expect his life story, but he's not speaking about it. He just, you know,
even erased people don't want to talk about it.
No, they don't want to talk about it, because suddenly, you know, it is a traumatic experience, because, you know, you take all of this stuff. I don't know, you have your credit card, you have your identity card, your social security card, you have student card, whatever, and everything works, you know. And suddenly imagine nothing works anymore, you know. That's fucking shit. I'm sorry, I'm using strong language. And I mean, they had to live like total illegal immigrants for 7 years until 1999 and this high court decision.
In the movie, a journalist takes risks to help Anna, the mother that lost her baby in the hospital. Do you take risks by telling this story with your movie too?
This will be hard to explain, but I think I have, in a way, a special status in Slovenia. A special status meaning that I studied computers and cybernetics and system analysis and whatever, you know. So actually, for all of my life, I'm making my money out of the cultural sector, to say like this, you know. So I'm not, and in small state like Slovenia, most of the money for culture comes from the state. So actually I'm not depending on the state for my daily living, you know. And second, everybody knows that, how to explain this? Okay, they treat me, in Slovenia, they treat me like an unexploded bomb, you know, with respect of danger and a little bit of fear, will I explode now or a little bit later? But I do always explode.
So what can do cinema for these people? What's the power of cinema to...
I mean, we are writers or filmmakers or whatever. And what basically some creators say, what I want to leave behind is the picture of myself, you know. But today everybody is doing selfie in Instagram, and we have a lot of pictures of ourselves, you know. But I still think that the writer or filmmaker should leave behind the picture, the image of the times that he was living in, you know. And of course, this film is the picture of the time when the bureaucracy decided that doesn't want 2% of the citizens anymore. You know, and in the end, any law, any law that is accepted will hurt some people, you know. It always comes to somebody who is hurting about this. And the writers, we must tell these stories.
How do you picture bureaucracy and its absurd system of people that are required to stick to laws, rules and forms?
I mean, but the France invented bureaucracy, by the way, you know. But let me tell you something, something about the bureaucracy that is coming. And it's scary. Because half a year ago, Google decided that my web page is porn. It's not. Trust me, it's not. So it took it off this AdSense and whatever, you know. And I'm complaining every week, you know. On Monday morning, I have a task. Complain to Google. And since 3 or 4 months of complaining every week to Google, I'm speaking to machines only, you know. There's no human there, you know.
Because there's a human in your movie Erased, but there's no human anymore in the bureaucracy.
There's a bureaucracy
of machines.
Of machines, of this artificial intelligence, you know. Our artificial intelligence has checked your website. It's porn. It's not porn. It's porn. Really? And this is fucking imagine bizarre. You can see in my film, you come to some bureaucrat and maybe he or she will help you, you know. The human will awake and will help you, but with machines.
Some people in your movie that are in the bureaucracy help Anna, yes. But machines can't.
No, machines will never
help
you.
They don't have emotions.
No, and that's scary. That's really scary.
Were you inspired by some movies to turn your book into a movie, maybe suspense or thriller movies?
I mean, in a way, okay, I grew up in the cinema '70s, and that...
American cinema?
American cinema, yeah, a lot of American cinema, of course. And I'm stuck with this. They were called these strong character movies, you know. You have one person who's carrying the movie, you know. And I wanted to do this here. And I knew it was totally dangerous because for this kind of movie, you need a very good actor or actress. And here with Judita Frankovic, I mean, she did a great job, you know. She's in every scene of the film, you know. And we don't get bored or something. That's a goof, yes.
So are we going to see your movie in France?
I don't know. I do hope. I mean, you invented the bureaucracy. Let's see it then.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Also. Thank you very much.
We hope to see your movie in France.
I hope to.
À bientôt.